Good afternoon, brothers and sisters. Welcome to this worship service, this multicultural Pentecost service. We are from all of the congregations from all over Potchefstroom today. And it's really a privilege to have all of you here. Thank you for being here. And I'm looking forward to worship our Lord and Savior with you this afternoon. We're going to do it in many languages, in Afrikaans and in English and in Tswana and in Korean. And for that to be possible, we need to have grace for one another. It means that all of us at some point this afternoon will be in a place where we'll be busy in our second or even our third or fourth or fifth language maybe. But how wonderful the privilege to be together in our Lord Jesus Christ. We start our worship service by declaring who He is, who God is. We do it with the writer of Psalm 121, where he says, I lift my eyes up to the hills. And then he asks the question, where does my help come from? And then he answers, and we are confessing it with him today. My help comes from the Lord, the maker of heaven and earth. And then God blesses us, He greets us with His blessing, and He says, grace to you and peace from God our Father and Jesus Christ our Lord through the powerful working of His Holy Spirit. Amen. We are celebrating the Pentecost events, and that's why right at the beginning now we're going to listen to the Pentecost events. Kabelo is going to lead us in a reading from Sutu. And it will be shown in Afrikaans and in English. Acts chapter 2, verse 1 to 13.
Temaneng ya pele ho fihlela ho ya leshome le metse meraro. Letsatsi la Pentakonta ha le se le fihlile, ba ne ba dutse bohle ngalong e lengwe, ba le kgopolo e lengwe, jwale hang ha utlwa modumo o tswang lehodimong, o kang wa moya o fokang ka sefefo, ntlo yohle e ba dutseng ho yona ya tlala ona. Maleme a arwaneng a kang malakabe a mollo a ba hlaela, a dula hodima e mong le e mong wa bona. Mme bohle ba tlala moya o halalelang, mme ba qala ho bua ka dipuo disele ka moo moya o ba buisang ka teng. Ho ne ho le Bajuda ba hlahetseng Jerusalema, banna ba tshabang Modimo, ba tswang ditjhabeng tsohle tse tlasa lehodimo. Ya re hobane modumo oo o utluwe ba bokana batho ba bangata hammoho, mme ba tshoha ka hobane e mong le e mong a ne a utlwa puo ya e leng wa habo. Ba ne ba hlollwa bohle ba makala, mme ba ne ba botsana ba re, bonang bao ba buang nna ha se ba Galilea kaofela ha bona na, ho ya kang ha re utlwa ba puo eo e mong le e mong wa rona a tswaletsweng ho yona. Rona bohle ba Perda, ba Mede, ba Eliame, le ba a ileng Mesopotamia, le Judea, le Kepadosia, le Ponto, le Asia, le Frigia, le Pamphylia, le Egepeta, le dinaha tsa Libya tse bapileng le Sirene, le ba jakileng Roma, kapa e leng Bajuda, kapa e leng Baproselite, Bakreta le Baarabia kaofela ha rona, re ba utlwa jwang ha ba bolela diketso tsa Modimo ka puo tsa rona. Ba ne ba ahlolwa bohle ba nahana ba botsana ba re, na taba eo e ka ba keng, empa ba bang ba soma ba re, ba khotse veini e tswai leo ke lentswe la Modimo.
In Psalm 100, we are all people on earth are called to sing to the Lord in a cheerful voice. Let's stand and then we sing Psalm 100 together, verse 1 in English, verse 2 in Afrikaans, verse 3 in Tswana, verse 4 in English, verse 5 in Afrikaans. And then after that, we are going to sing a Tswana worship song together, Jesus, Lover of My Soul. And after that, we sing How Great Thou Art, Hoe Groot Is U. We sing all three songs while we are standing. Let's stand and praise our Lord. Beloved, we're going to confess our faith together now. We do it with the 12 articles of our faith, also known as the Apostolic Creed. George will lead us in English, Judy will lead us in Korean, and Jacques will lead us in Afrikaans.
I believe in God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only begotten Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. He suffered the agonies of hell. The third day he rose again from the dead.
하늘에 오르사 전능하신 하나님 우편에 앉아 계시다가 저리로서 산자와 죽은 자를 심판하러 오시리라.
Ik glo in die Heilige Gees. Ek glo aan 'n heilige, algemene Christelike kerk, die gemeenskap van die heiliges, die vergewing van sondes, die opstanding van die liggaam en 'n ewige lewe. Amen.
Amen. Kom ons sing, scriptural song 12:3. It's part of our confession. Verse 1, verse 2. Some of the young people from Venterskroon is going to lead us in listening to parts of the Bible. They're going to say aloud Psalm 1, Psalm 23, and then John 3, verse 16. You guys can come and stand in front here, and then you can lead us in that. Thank you. Let's pray together. Our Father in heaven, Lord, how amazing the privilege that we have this afternoon to, as a collection of different people from different cultures and different languages, to be together today and to call unto you as our one Heavenly Father. We praise you, Lord, as the Almighty God, the one and only true living God, the Creator of everything. And we thank you, Father, for not only creating but sustaining us and keeping us under your care. We thank you and we praise you for how you provide for us each and every day. But above all, we praise you for providing us with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for loving us so much that you gave your only Son into death so that we could be able to live. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for taking our sins upon yourself. Thank you for suffering on the cross. Thank you for dying in our place. Thank you for raising again out of the grave. We praise you as the one and true living Savior. Thank you for giving all of your gifts to us, that we may be righteous through what you did, that we may be living because you are alive. Oh, Holy Spirit, we praise you, thanking you for being poured out into us, living in us, giving us the ability to believe, giving us the ability to grab onto our Savior. And we ask, O Holy Spirit, that you, in this afternoon, will enlighten our minds and soften our hearts so that we may truly hear and understand your word. Please give that far past our own abilities to speak in many languages and understand different languages, above all of that and far beyond that, that your word, the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ, will ring true and clear this afternoon. Give it that we will take it in and that we will carry your word out into the rest of this week, that we will go back into this life, built up, strengthened, prepared for the week that lies ahead. We ask this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Idali is going to lead us in our scripture reading. She'll be reading from Ephesians chapter 2. She'll be doing it in Afrikaans, but the English will also be shown.
Julle was dood as gevolg van julle oortredings en sondes, wat voorheen julle lewenswyse gekenmerk het. Julle het gelewe soos hierdie sondige wêreld in julle en julle laat lei deur die vors van die onsigbare magte, die gees wat daar nou aan die werk is in die mense wat aan God ongehoorsaam is. So het ons trouwens vroeër ook allemaal gelewe. Ons is deur ons sondige begeertes oorheers en het gedoen net waartoe ons liste ons gelei het en wat in ons gedagtes opgekom het. Vanweë ons sondige natuur sou ons net soos die ander mense deur God gestraf moes word. Maar God is ryk in barmhartigheid en hy het ons innig lief. Deur sy groot liefde het hy ons wat dood was, as gevolg van ons oortredings, saam met Christus, lewend gemaak. Uit genade is jylle gered. Ja, in Christus Jesus het hy ons saam met hom opgewek uit die dood en ons saam met hom 'n plek in die hemel gegee, sodat God ook in die tye wat kom, sou laat sien hoe geweldig groot sy genade is deur die goedheid wat hy in Christus aan ons bewys het. Julle is inderdaad uit genade gered deur geloof. Hierdie redding kom nie uit julle self nie. Dit is 'n gawe van God. Dit kom nie deur julle eie verdienste nie. En daarom het niemand enige rede om op homself trots te wees nie. Nee, God het ons gemaak wat ons nou is. In die Christus Jesus het hy ons geskep om ons lewe te wy aan die goeie dade waarvoor hy ons bestem het.
Brothers and sisters, our focus verse will be verse 8, for it is by grace that you have been saved through faith. And this is not from yourselves, it is a gift of God. Julle is inderdaad uit genade gered deur geloof. Hierdie redding kom nie uit julle self nie. Dit is 'n gawe van God. When God speaks to us through the Apostle Paul in this chapter of Ephesians, he starts to explain to us who we were before he saved us. And the explanation doesn't paint a pretty picture. It's actually rather difficult for us, and I think for all people, to hear God say that as for you, you were dead in your transgressions and sins in which you lived, you used to live. We were dead. Not just sick, not just terribly or badly broken, not just aimlessly drifting through life. God says that we were dead. We were dead men walking. Nothing in our lives showed any sign of life. In this part of the scriptures, the Lord tells us that we followed the ways of the world. He tells us that we were under the control of Satan. That we only tried to satisfy our own cravings and our own lusts. That we only followed our own desires, our own thoughts. And that's why we were by nature objects of wrath. People who deserved to be destroyed by God. Now many of us will probably say that we know this already. We know that we are dead in our sins. It is an important part of what we believe. We say that each of us should understand that we are dead in our sins, how big our crisis is without God, so that we can realize what we've received from Christ, so that we can be thankful. But I don't think we always realize that we were truly dead. I see it in my own life, and maybe you will recognize it in your own life as well. When I read the Bible and I read about people reacting to the wonderful things that God has done in their lives, then there are moments that I'm truly surprised or amazed at their reactions. I want to give two examples, one from the Old Testament and one from the New Testament. In the Old Testament, I'm thinking of the Israelites being slaves in Egypt. And then God came and He did wonderful miracles in their midst. He revealed Himself to Moses and He told Moses His name and He sent Moses to the Israelites and said, go and tell them who I am. And then He sent the 10 plagues to prove His power and to free His people out of Egypt. And then they started their trek, their move to the promised land. And when they got to the Red Sea, they were trapped between the sea, not being able to cross through it. And they realized that the king of Egypt, the Pharaoh, was coming to attack them from behind. And then they do the thing that amazes me. In Exodus 14, chapter 11, the Israelites come to Moses and they say, Was it because there weren't enough graves in Egypt that you brought us out to die in the desert? What have you done to us by bringing us out of Egypt? Their reaction amazes me. Because these are the people that saw the miracles that God has just done to free them. But when they run into trouble, instead of calling to God, they run to Moses and they start complaining. Start acting as if God doesn't have anything to do with their situation. They panic and they blame Moses because they are certain that they are going to die. The second example is from the New Testament. In the Gospel of Mark, Jesus on a number of occasions spoke plainly or directly about the fact that he was going to die, and after 3 days he was going to be raised again from the dead. But on that Easter Sunday, on the third day, on the day that Jesus said that he would rise from the grave, not one of his disciples went to the grave to see whether he was living at all. Only some of the women went to the grave. But also not because they expected him to be alive. Mark 16 verse 1 says, they, the women, bought some spices so that they might anoint Jesus' body. They want to complete the burial ritual. They want to honor him in death. Once again, it amazes me. I mean, these were the people that lived on earth with Jesus. They heard all of his teachings. They saw all of the miracles. And yet none of them went to the grave on that Sunday morning, even just expecting to find him alive. There are more examples like this of people reacting to what God is doing, or seeing him doing things, but somehow not believing that it is he who is doing it. And it amazes me. But maybe it shouldn't amaze me so much. Because if we believe what God is saying here in Ephesians, that all of us were dead in our sins, well, then it shouldn't be so amazing that the people in the Bible struggled to grab onto God and to hold onto him. Because their people can't do anything. They can't grab, they can't believe, they can't save themselves. None of the people in the Bible, none of us, could do anything to be saved. We couldn't even accept the gift that God gave us to us in Christ. And this is why Pentecost is such an important moment in the story of our salvation. The first part of our salvation starts with the fact that we were made alive in Christ. It is Christ who became man in our place so that he can carry our punishment in our place. We were already dead in our sins. And even if we were alive, there was no way for us to carry the wrath of God, to carry his punishment. He would simply have destroyed us in his judgment. We were hopeless. And then we find that amazing word, but. But God. We were hopeless, but God, in his great love and in his rich mercy, gave us his Son as Savior. We were saved by the grace of God. It is Christ who came and picked us up, brought us back to life, raised us up into the heavenly realms, into a living relationship with him. So that, and that's what Ephesians tells us, in the coming ages, we would be able to see how incomparable the riches of the grace of God is. This is what Christ came to do for us. But it was only the first part of our salvation. Because remember, God saved us in Christ while we were still dead in our sins. So we couldn't even look at Christ and what he has done and realize that it is good for us. We didn't have the ability to grab onto him. If we think back at the crucifixion and the death of our Lord Jesus, we'll remember that it's the very people that Jesus came to save that shouted, "Crucify him. Kill that man. We don't want him." Could we ever want more proof than the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ to prove that we were dead in our sins? Something else had to happen for us to be able to grab onto Christ and accept him as our Savior. And that's the second part of our salvation. The work that is done by the Holy Spirit. In verse 8, God says that, "For it is by grace that you've been saved through faith. And this is not from yourself, it is a gift of God." This is the miracle that we are celebrating today. The fact that God, while we were still dead in our sins, came and through His Spirit gave us the ability to grab onto Jesus Christ as our Savior. Even our faith is a gift from God. We weren't able to by ourselves look at Christ and recognize Him as our Lord and Savior. It was impossible for us to know and to see that the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ, was truly good news. It's only through the working of the Holy Spirit that we can come alive, that we are brought to life in Christ. We are all God's workmanship. He made us what we are today. Verse 10 says, "We are God's workmanship created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do." And this is why, as Christians, we have nothing to boast about. We can never look at other people and say, "Listen, I am better than you are." Someone once said that it's only by the grace of God that the believer is any different than the unbelievers around him. When we celebrate Pentecost, we celebrate the fact that God in Christ is the beginning of our salvation, and that God, through the Holy Spirit, is the completion of that salvation. This is why God is great in His love and rich in His mercy, because He left nothing in our hands. Our salvation all depends on Him. That's why we can be certain of our salvation. Even if we in our brokenness struggle to sense His presence, even if we in our brokenness fall back into sin, even if we struggle to serve Him with an whole heart due to our brokenness, we have the wonderful confession that our lives is not built on all of the things that we can do. Our lives are built on the rock and the foundation that is Jesus Christ. And that certainty is given to us by the Holy Spirit. That's why we can shout out with joy the first verse of Ephesians chapter 1. "Praise be to the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us in the heavenly realms with every spiritual blessing in Christ." Amen. We are now going to pray together. James is going to lead us in worship and in praise for our Lord in Korean. Marilda is going to do intercession, voorbidding for the churches in Potchefstroom in English. And Sylvia is going to do a prayer for all of the churches in Africa in Sotho. And then Ben will lead us in a prayer asking the Holy Spirit to fulfill us and work in us. Let's pray together.
Let's pray. 하늘에 계신 하나님 아버지, 감사함을 드립니다. 오늘 말이 다르고 또 피부색이 다르고 우리 모든 행동, 삶의 방식이 다 다른 식구들이 주 예수 그리스도의 이름 앞에 모여서 하나님을 예배하고 하나님을 높일 수 있도록 축복하시니 감사함을 드립니다. 여기 모인 모든 자들에게 성령이 함께 하심으로 말미암아서 저들의 마음이 하나님을 찬양하고 저들이 말씀으로 말미암아서 새로워지는 복된 시간, 복된 자리가 될 수 있도록 축복하시고 또 은총을 베풀어 주실 것을 생각하면서 감사함을 드립니다. 주의 성령으로 말미암아서 우리 각 사람 마음이 새롭게 되게 하시고 교회가 든든히 서가고 그리고 하나님 말씀이 우리 신명들을 밝히는 데에 역사하실 것을 바라보면서 감사함을 드리고 영광을 돌려드립니다. 주께서 이 자리에 함께 하시고 모든 영광을 받으시며 또 우리의 기도와 찬양을 받으셔서 우리 각 사람의 필요한 은혜가 넘쳐날 수 있도록 은혜를 베풀어 주시옵소서. 예수님 이름으로 기도드리옵나이다. 아멘.
Most Holy God, we approach you with humble hearts, but also in awe of you and of your greatness. We are so thankful for this great event we celebrate today, the coming of your Holy Spirit to stay with us forever. Praise your name. We thank you so much for Jesus Christ and for salvation that is offered to all who believe in his work on the cross on behalf of mankind. Lord, and now we as the church in Potchefstroom, we want to approach you today and call upon you for mercy. For we have not been the way we should be, the way you want us to be. Our churches many times are declining instead of growing. And so we recognize that it's because we have failed somewhere. And we pray that you forgive us and teach us to share your word with passion, with conviction, with certainty. Help us to proclaim your goodness as you want us to do so, as you have commanded us to do so. Lord, we pray that your Spirit will bless the churches in Potchefstroom. Help us to be indeed the salt of the earth and the light to the world. Help us to be that here where we are. But not only in Potchefstroom, O Lord, but help us push us out so that we will go out and share this greatness of salvation, this greatness of this gift you have given us. O Lord, I pray, we pray for each leader, each person, for we stand before you, and as believers, you have commanded us to proclaim the good news of salvation to many. And the world outside is crying for salvation, is crying for love. Lord, plant it in our hearts, this love. Help us to see the needs of the world. Help the church in Potchefstroom to be so alive that we will penetrate all the corners of this town, but it will not be here alone. That it will move to the end of the earth. And your name will indeed be glorified. We pray that in the name of Jesus, our precious Savior. Amen.
Mudi munta te waruna kale bakala morena Jesu Kriste. Reau leboa le tatin la kajeno. Fomu nyeta ori ufumani hokopa na jwala kabana wa mudimu. Mudimu waruna reta rele fela fela rele baeta dihibi reta resina tukelu. Empa re re tanki modimo go bane o re file matla gore re kopane jwale ka bana ba hao re tlo kopa o bele dikereke tsa rona tsa lefatsheng lena la Afrika Borwa ka bophara ba lefatshe ntate modimo re kopane go bane kwena ntate wa rona and ona bontate ba bang re kopane hobane tlame re o khumamele hobane wena papa o romeletse mora wa hao Jesu Kriste gore a tlo re aphela lefu a tlo re fa bophelo bo sa feleng en ka jene mo lentsweng la hao papa re utlwile gore re aphela ka lebaka la moya o halalelang o re tsositse modimo wa rona ra kopa ka lebitso la Jesu Kriste ba le baruti ba rona le magotla a teng re kopane gore re be ngatana e le nngwe gobane dikereke tsa rona modimo re tlwele go tsamaya ka diwoi re ratang ka teng papa empa re kopa go tsamaya ka moya gobane re batlo buswa ke moya re apese modimo o re tlhole sebe ka mehla o re etse bagale ba gago re kopa gore o etse bana ba gago re beng ba etse ba lentswe re seka ba utlwe fela re seke ra utlwa fela modimo re sa etse gobane lentswe la gago ra e fumana modimo that's why re kopang gore papa ba le rona re gaogele gore fe maatla re leboa le dikereke tsena tse re bisitseng gore re tlo kopana kopanya dipelo tsena tsa rona tse batang moya o halalelang di tukise ka lerato papa re a kopa ka lebitso le halalelang e lena Jesu Kriste morena wa rona le ka tshebetso ya moya o halalelang amen.
Drie enige God, ons Vader, deur Jesus Christus, en U die Heilige Gees, ons aanbid U vanmiddag. Ons is deur U woord en U Gees as het ware gebring by daardie groot dag wat U U Gees uitgestort het. Ons dank U dat dit in U raadsplan was. En dat deur die werk van ons Here Jesus Christus die tyd volmaak was, dat U Gees uitgestort kon word. En ons hoor as het ware die tale wat op daardie dag weer klink het, oor die groot dade van U, ons hoor dit as het ware vanmiddag weer. En die krag van U Gees, wat 'n eenheid gesmee het, tussen gelowiges oor alle grense heen, geleerdheid, tale, kulture, lande, kontinente. En nou gee U ons die opdrag, word vervul met die Heilige Gees. En ons wil gehoorsaam wees aan hierdie opdrag. En daarom ontledig ons onsself nou eers voor U. Ons bely dat ons self geesdriftig kan wees. Dat ons uit eie krag dinge kan doen. Dat ons die werk van U Gees geringskat. Ons maak ons leeg voor U. Maar ons dank U dat U ons volmaak met U woord. En dat ons deur die geloof kan vasgryp aan elke woord in die Bybel. En dat ons so vervul kan word deur die Gees. En ons gryp vas aan die belofte wat U vir ons gegee het, dat elkeen wat vra en dank vir U Gees, voller sal word van U Gees. U het ons hierdie dag gegee, hierdie geleentheid, hierdie oomblikke om saam te wees. En ons bid U, gee dat ons die betekenis daarvan sal verstaan en dat dit ons sal aangryp om ook in hierdie week gedurig te bid om die vervulling met U Gees. Ons dank U vir die wonder van deurbrake wat U Gees nou nog maak in baie lande en ons treur saam met hulle wat vervolg word omdat hulle gehoorsaam is aan U Gees. Ons treur saam met hulle in Nigerië, soveel christene wat maar net doodgemaak word vir hulle geloof. Ons treur saam met mense wat vervolg word in Suid-Sudan. En ons bid, Here, dat U aan hulle steeds die krag van U Gees sal gee om te volhard in die geloof. En die besonder bid ons dat U met ons, met wie dit goed gaan, sal wees dat ons hierdie genade wat ons van U ontvang, nie sal geringskat nie. En seën ons nou dat ons die eenheid wat U Gees gesmeed vanmiddag ook in hierdie diens sal handhaaf weer in vrede met mekaar te lewe. Aan U die eer en die heerlikheid tot in alle ewigheid. Amen.
We now have opportunity to give a collection of love. We are going to use this collection for the spreading of the word throughout the world. So it's a collection to give Bibles for Bible collection. We are going to sing together again. I'm going to ask you to stand with us. We're going to sing Mifela Lazione 12, one of the Zion songs. And then we're going to sing Psalm 150, verse 1 in Afrikaans, verse 2 in English. Let's sing together. Thank you. Beloved, now the Lord sends us out into life to go and live the word that we've received. And He sends us under His blessing care, saying that He blesses and that He keeps us, that He will make His face shine upon us and that He will be gracious upon us, that He will lift His countenance up upon us and give us His peace. Amen.